Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This year, more than any other year, I feel like I am just nervous with the student loans now being off pause, with the interest rates being high, with inflation being high. It feels like there's a little bit of a storm brewing, and I just would hate to see people get caught up in it. Hello, and welcome to Financials Podcast Future Rich. I am your host, Barbara Ginty, and I am here with my producer today, Potter. Hi, Potter.
Hi, it's been a while.
I know, you've been a busy bee.
Oh my goodness, don't even get me started. It is a miracle that I'm sitting here right now with 15 spare minutes.
I am very excited to have you on the show. I do think it's been a while, because I don't know if you were a family of four last time I had you on.
That's a good question. I do not remember. Many of my memories from the last, we'll call it 1 year, are exceptionally hazy. Last night, the woman at the dry cleaner asked me if it was my son's first Thanksgiving. And I genuinely, it took me like 30 seconds to figure it out. I didn't know. I had no clue.
Were you like, how long has he been with us? How long?
I was thinking about this. Don't know. And then I realized he was born 3 days. He was born the Monday after Thanksgiving last year. So I was like, yes, this is his first Thanksgiving. It kind of felt like he was there last year because we didn't really, you know, celebrate. We were very pregnant. Yeah.
So it is his first Thanksgiving and his second Christmas.
It'll be his second Christmas. Yep.
That's an easier one to figure out, I think.
Yeah, because by that time he was a month old. And so, like, I remember him being there. And I remember my daughter bought him a spatula. And, like, how could you forget that?
It's a great gift. Very, very useful gift.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Well, very good. So I wanted to have you on so we could do our annual season wrap-up. I can't believe we're through another season. It's our sixth season, I believe.
Crazy. Yeah, we are coming in. We're coming into season 7, right?
Yeah, season 7. It's like, I always wonder if we just, like, could really count season 1, because season 1, remember, was like back in the WeWork days. We had people come in person.
Ugh, I have to pay for my own cold brew now.
Yeah, I know. It was great. We would meet on Saturday at the WeWork, and these women who we didn't know would come and meet us, which I always remember being like, I don't think I would go meet random women. Because nobody else was at WeWork besides us. No one was there on Saturdays.
And we would meet people on the internet. They'd come and tell us all about their finances. And it was a blast. I actually do miss the in-person days. That was pretty fun.
It was super fun. The in-person was really fun. So yeah, our first season, I think we did like 6 or 8 episodes. We just did like a trial, but I think we could still count.
I think we gotta count it though. Have you ever, like, has there ever been a show that you really like and it ends and you go back and watch it like on Netflix or whatever and you're like, holy cow, season 1 was like a totally different show. That's kind of what we're doing.
Totally changed. That's kind of what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we do have some exciting things coming up for next year.
We do. We have a lot of cool collabs, and I'm sure we're going to get even more. These are just the ones we know about right now.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So I hope you all enjoyed our collab with Lindsay Stanberry, where we did, not in person, but video. So kind of similar, so you got to see people's faces. So we really enjoyed that. So we're going to try and do another collab with Lindsay next year. And then we have another collab we're working on, which we can't reveal yet, but we will in the new year, which I'm also excited about because it would be another financial advisor like myself. But I feel like this is a part about financial advising that people don't realize, is that everybody has a specialty, or most people have specialties.
You're like doctors.
Yeah. So it depends on like what your specialty is, like kind of your knowledge base and who you work with for a client base and so forth. And so this woman we're talking about collabing with has a very different client base than I do, so therefore a very different experience. And while we all have the foundation, the fundamental skills, she has a bit of a different skill set. So I think it would be I think it could be really interesting. So hopefully we can announce that in the new year.
Yeah, she's the real deal. She's so cool.
Yeah, and she just had a wild background. So she is very passionate about this based on her own personal experience. I'm happy to not have had her personal experience, but I just love how authentic she is with and transparent she is about it.
Totally.
So that's exciting. And then the other thing I think we kind of just confirmed is I am going to bring back the mini episodes, which we did not do this year because I just couldn't swing it with the honeymoon and the wedding and all of the personal stuff going on this year.
Yeah. If we did it this year, your mini episodes would have been like, my dress is all wrong and my wedding's in 3 days.
I know. I would have been like, what is going wrong now? So much work. But so I definitely can do it next year. So we're planning on bringing those back, which were very popular when we did them the year before.
Yeah. So to those of you who are maybe newer listeners, the mini episodes are just like super short. What are they, like 5 to 10 minutes?
Yeah. Not even 10 minutes. Yeah.
Super short, single topic, just Barb, like having a chat with you. I think this season we're going to do specific topics. So if there is a money topic, like if you're just like, I cannot for the life of me remember what a Roth IRA is, you could go find the Roth IRA mini episode and get up to speed. So if there's any topics that people want to hear, let us know. Send us a message. Send us an email. Send us an Instagram.
Yeah, definitely let us know. Because we're probably going to do, I think what we're going to do is we're going to target doing 20 mini episodes. So we might do the Roth again. I feel like the Roth is one we get like so many questions on all the time.
Totally.
But we've done, like, I remember we did one on 529s because that's, you know, a popular topic in... You know, I feel like the 529s don't get enough love, frankly.
They don't.
They're like really interesting. I'll just give you one really fun fact about a 529 because people are like, well, what if my kid doesn't go to college? Well, if your kid doesn't go to college or trade school or a vocational school or any sort of education, doesn't have to be a traditional university, your child could leave it to their child.
I don't think I knew that, Barb.
Nobody knows that. I think it's the wildest thing. I was waiting for you to be like, wait, what?
I was waiting for what you were going to say in the reveal, and I don't think I knew that. I did not know that.
Yeah, so a 529, okay, I just like think this is fascinating because everyone's like, well, what if they don't go to college? That's great. I mean, obviously the timing would have to work out, but the 529 is allowed to be open for 30 years using the later date of either when the account was opened or 30 years from when the child graduates high school.
Okay, wow. So yeah.
Yeah.
In theory, you would have plenty of time for your children to use it.
Or to have children to give it to their children.
Right. When you give it to a child, does that clock like start over?
Yeah. So basically when you transfer it to the account to another beneficiary, it retains all the tax deferral. So it's not a tax event when you transfer it. Like if you say, okay, you can also transfer it to family members, right? So like you could say from one child to another. I believe you could also do, double check me on this. I think you could also do, oh yeah, you can, a first cousin. And then the clock starts over.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, right?
Fascinating. And I'm going to forget this and learn it again when we do the 529 mini episode.
Mini episode. Yeah, exactly. But so these are all like the fun facts that, you know, they don't, when you like just Google something like this, you don't get all of these details. Generally, you would have to know to say, like, and you don't know to search for that, like, right? And like, you would, it's pretty nuanced. So you really, this would be a hard thing to find very quickly. So the objective of these mini episodes is that we give you like the interesting facts. And if there's no interesting facts, then I'll just tell you there are no interesting facts. But if there is something really interesting like this, where people don't know about this, then I'll definitely highlight what I think is like the really cool nuanced part of whatever we're talking about.
It's also, at least for me, hearing something explained in plain English as opposed to trying to read it myself. I feel like you can either, like when you Google something, you either get this really high level, just sort of surface explanation, or you could, you know, read these actual fine print documents, and like, we need that happy medium.
Our next partner is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day. I gave AG1 a try because I was tired of taking so many supplements and wanted a single solution that supports my entire body. I drink AG1 in the morning before making my coffee, and it makes me feel ready to take on my day. It helps me save time and makes my life so much easier because it's just one scoop in the morning. If you're looking for a simpler, effective investment for your health, try AG1 and get 5 free AG1 travel packs and a free 1-year supply of vitamin D with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/futurerich. That's drinkag1.com/futurerich. Check it out today. Yeah, we totally do. Because I love bullet points and I love having someone explain things to me. I even found that when I was like researching for travel stuff that like, I just didn't want to do like a deep dive. I don't know. Maybe I've just gotten lazy, but I'm like, I just want like a if I could have listened to like a 5-minute episode on like, okay, here are the like 5 places to go, or like, this is how you do it. It just makes it so much easier, I think, when it's digestible.
100%.
So yeah, so I'm pumped. We're going to be bringing those back. And then I guess we should maybe talk a little bit about the upcoming holidays. I feel like we always give some, I don't want to call them warnings, or maybe we won't call them tips. I feel like this year it needs to be a little bit of a warning. I'm nervous for I personally feel like there's a storm brewing. That's what I'm going to say. So I'm a little nervous for the holiday season because usually that's when people like put some stuff on credit cards if they need to. But I've also had a couple of calls where I've been surprised that people are struggling, and I made my first bankruptcy recommendation of my entire career.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to end up coming to that. I like really hope I'm wrong. But, and then I've had some other interesting calls as well. And so I kind of feel like a storm is brewing. So normally we say with the holidays, like stay on your budget. And I would say this holiday, just because inflation obviously has been such an issue and is high, I would be even more cautious this holidays, because I do feel like something is brewing. And, you know, maybe you're listening and you also are having an issue with credit card debt, or because credit card debt, Potter, is up $154 billion year over year. So we're over $1 trillion in credit card debt right now.
So just this year, just 2023, $1 trillion has been added to the cumulative credit card debt. Am I understanding that correctly?
No. $154 billion with a B. But that B.
Not a trillion. Just not a trillion. Okay.
But B with a billion is a massive number. B is a big, big number. But it's broad. Our overall total credit card debt, yes, is now with that amount added to it, is over $1 trillion.
Wow.
Yes. And remember, the interest rates on your credit cards generally are high, but they could be higher than they have been historically because we have a higher interest rate now. So you could be paying more in interest than you were 2 years ago. So credit card debt is up now, and it feels kind of like the perfect storm. So we have high inflation, right? We have higher interest rates, which means your credit card interest rates could be higher. Also, student loans were on pause. They're no longer on pause. And if you have student loans that have a floating rate, which people don't always check, we've talked a lot about this over the years, but you need to know if you have a fixed or floating rate student loan. So if you have a floating rate student loan, your loan interest rate has gone up, definitely.
Wow.
Right. So now you have those. Those just started last month. So now you have that. And then if you did have credit card debt, because things have gone up, like your cost of living has gone up. So there's a lot of factors at play. And now we're coming into the holiday season, which is notoriously expensive.
Yeah. And this all isn't to sound like doom and gloom. This is just, we'll call it a reality check.
Yes.
And I think something that's important to keep in mind, this is something I've been thinking about a lot lately. I feel like Instagram and TikTok and all of these social media apps they've completed their full evolution into like, when you're online anywhere, you are shopping. You're just shopping. Like, no longer like chatting with your friends, like you're shopping. And all, you know, the companies are feeling the same pinch we are. They're trying to get more and more and more out of us. So I feel like when you're online, it's sort of easy to fall into the trap of like, I've got to do this, or Christmas is canceled, you know? Like, I think there's still a way to take a step back and enjoy the holidays, even if your budget maybe isn't what you wish it was.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And when you're on like TikTok and Instagram, like it's all a sales pitch is what it feels like. It's exactly. Sales pitch for like, you can wear the same outfit as me. You can drink the same drink as me, which we do promote AG1. So you should still drink the same drink as us. But every time you're on, or don't, if you don't want to, but every time you're online, yeah, it's less about like chatting. You're like, even if you don't realize it, you're being sold something.
Yes. I had this experience. It is, I think part of why I'm so hyper aware of it is crazy as a parent, like the way that my like experience on these apps has changed so much. And I saw something recently that was like cute, you know, idea for a Christmas advent calendar for your kids. And I'm like, okay, my kid is 3. She's like the perfect age for this kind of fun stuff. These people are putting, it was like an advent calendar made out of red Solo cups and they all had little tissue paper over them. It was very cute. But these people are putting a gift inside of one of these red Solo cups every single day of December. And I'm like, that's not even counting the Christmas gifts. And like, sure, that looks fun, but like kids, they don't need that. Like, they'll have fun. You could put a rock in there and my daughter would be thrilled.
You should do like an outdoor theme. It could be like a rock, a pine cone, a leaf.
Like it's a pine cone from our yard. She'd be like, I love it, mama.
But no, you're right. There's a lot of consumerism and it's easy to get caught up in it, but I completely agree. I've actually been working on my Christmas present for my husband, and hopefully he doesn't listen to this episode, but I'm just making him a photo album.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be like definitely more time consuming, but it's not expensive. And then with my cousins, we actually just raised the amount of money. It was $35. So we had a really big jump. It's $65 now.
Well, inflation,
inflation, but still like that. So we do that so that we just buy one gift so that you're not like trying to buy for everybody. And so it's really nice. And we have like, so I really think that, especially if you're feeling stretched thin this holiday season, that I agree with you. You don't have to spend a lot of money to make the holiday nice. Like you could put time and effort in and do something more creative. Because I do remember our podcast producer last year for the holidays, she painted people pictures. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
She was like really stoked about it. And then she showed us. But yeah, she like painted pictures for her holiday gifts because, you know, it's cost effective, but also puts a lot of thought into it. So it's a very thoughtful gift. So yeah, I completely agree. I wouldn't get caught up in like the social media.
It just starts to feel normal. And like, I just want people to know that there are some of us out here, we are not doing these one toy every day advent calendars for our kids. Some of us are still holding strong with just gifts on Christmas.
I agree. Well, I don't have any kids, but I definitely wouldn't be giving anyone a gift. And I've been around your children. I feel like they would totally love a pine cone.
They would love a rock.
Yeah. So you don't have to get all crazy, but I think it's so easy, especially with social media, to get so caught up in it. But I definitely would say this year, more than any other year, I feel like I am just nervous with the student loans now being off pause, with the interest rates being high, with inflation being high. It feels like there's a little bit of a storm brewing, and I just would hate to see people get caught up in it because it can happen, you know, really quickly, especially with credit card debt, where you like fall down a hole and it's very hard to get out of it when you're in it, especially with the interest rates being high.
Yes. Don't get into the trap of, you know, closing your eyes and just swiping the card. Like you can get ahead of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes like, even though it's hard to like face it, it's better to face it and come up with a plan to get out of it than to ignore it. Because the problem especially with a floating rate loan and credit cards is if you ignore it, it just gets worse. It doesn't get better. And it doesn't stay the same either. So by ignoring it, it's really just growing.
Yeah. And so I want to put out a call because I feel like we're really not trying to be negative. So let's spin this positively. If anyone in this upcoming month is having a like spending or saving win, let us know, like share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have an idea to kind of help with the holiday spending.
Yes, we want to give just a little assistance to someone. We're going to do a little giveaway.
So we are going to do a $100 gift card for your holidays. And so it'll be a little contest. So if you rate and review us before December 1st, which will be, you'll have a week from when this episode airs. So you can send us a screen grab. I would say let's send it to us on Instagram. That's probably the easiest, to send us a DM.
Yes. Screenshot your review on Instagram. Send us a DM with it. I would say if you've already reviewed us in the past, that still counts.
Yeah. So send us a screen grab, DM us on Instagram. And then what we're going to do is we're going to choose a winner the Monday following December 1st. So Monday, December 4th, we'll choose a winner and we'll announce it on Instagram.
Yep. So you got to be checking on, if you enter, check Instagram on December 4th. That is when we will announce it. Does it sound like we're making this up on the fly? Because we kind of are.
We kind of are. Well, we talked about it before. But we figured that would be...
5 minutes ago.
Yeah. I think it would be nice to help with holiday spending because I know it's crunch time for everybody. So, and then we would love more ratings and reviews. So that would, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. Send us a screenshot of your review. Get entered into a raffle to win a 100 Visa gift card.
Amazing. And then... yeah, I think that's all we got for you guys. And thank you
for today. Yeah.
Yeah. We just want to thank everybody for being such loyal and amazing listeners. We're really excited to be continuing on our wrapping up our sixth season, and we're looking forward to producing the seventh season for you. So yeah, we're excited.
We're excited. Thank you so much. We love, love, love hearing from you guys. Seriously. Like, hit us up. I don't know how many times we get a message and we're all sharing it in the group chat. Like, look at this. This is so cool. Like, we really and truly love hearing from you guys. So if there's anything you want to hear on the pod, if there's any expert you want us to collab with, you know, if you have an idea for a mini episode, just anything. If you have a spending or saving win, just let us know. Or if you have just like a simple question, reach out. We want to chat.
Yeah, we always respond too. So send us a DM. One of the three of us is always checking.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Have a great rest of your 2023, everyone.
Yeah. And if you haven't already, obviously like and rate us for your chance to win, and follow along at Future Rich Podcast.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.